3-point conversion among UFL options in debut season. The United Football League introduced its rules for the 2024 season on Tuesday, which blend the regulations adopted by the two leagues that preceded it and include a new twist. The UFL was born out of the merger between the XFL and USFL, and touches from both leagues will be evident when play in the 18 league begins on March 30. From the XFL come the rules regarding points after touchdowns. Teams will have three options to score, either by run or pass: 1 point from the 2-yard line, 2 points from the 5-yard line, and 3 points from the 10-yard line. Last season, both leagues allowed teams to throw 2 forward passes on 1 play, and that's still allowed. The ball can't cross the line of scrimmage before the second pass is thrown. And if a team is trailing or tied in the fourth quarter and wants a chance to retain the ball after a score. In the NFL, a team would need to try an onside kick. But in the UFL in 2024, a team can choose an onside attempt or run a 4th-and-12 play from its own 28-yard line that, if successful, will give them back the ball. Other highlights: all touchbacks on punts or kickoffs will be placed at the receiving team's 25-yard line. Defensive pass interference is a 15-yard penalty or a spot foul if the pass interference occurred less than 15 yards downfield. Intentional defensive pass interference is a spot foul if beyond 15 yards downfield. Designated officials can stop the game to review a play before the next snap if they believe an error occurred and that the error will have a direct, competitive impact on the game, per UFL rules. The review will take place off-site. 1 coaching challenge is allowed per team, per game, as long as the team has a timeout remaining. An unsuccessful challenge results in a loss of a timeout. Overtime is alternating attempts to score from the opponent's 5-yard line via run or pass play. It is best of 3 or until a winner is determined.